and say to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. And the title of my message is, Coming from Nazareth. Coming from Nazareth. Turn to your neighbor and say, Coming from Nazareth. Amen. You may be seated. You know, some people are proud of their city where they live. You know, some people are proud to say, I'm from Racine, I'm from Green Bay. Maybe because I wasn't born in Milwaukee, I'm not that proud. Because I'm not a native Milwaukeean, if that's the right word. I'm sure some of you are proud of being born in Milwaukee, right? But obviously, Nathanael didn't think too much of Nazareth. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And sometimes I make the joke, can any good thing come out of Milwaukee? The title of my message is Coming from Nazareth. When Philip told him that we found the Messiah, and then he told him where he was from, that kind of messed with Nathanael's mind. You see, Nazareth was just a tiny little small village, obscure village in the hills of Galilee. Galilee ran down into Lake Galilee, and Nazareth was just this little tiny little village, like some no-name village. It was not far from a major village, a major town called Sepphoris. It probably only had a population of a few hundred, and most of the people there were into agriculture and farming and making crafts for the Romans. The village was primarily an agricultural town. It was a Jewish settlement, and much like the rest of Galilee, it had been influenced by the influx of the Romans and the Greeks before them and the various cultures. But it was a no-name town. You know, it was like nowhere that anyone had heard of. In fact, Nazareth is very unique in the Bible in that it's not found in the Old Testament. You know, no famous priests came from there. No famous prophets came from there. No kings came from there. You can't find the town of Nazareth in the Old Testament. No wonder Nathanael said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Because it was a no-name little, tiny little village up in the hills of Galilee. And you're telling me that's where the Messiah is coming from? So he had his doubts. You know, the other day I had to renew my passport, and I had to get my birth certificate, and I didn't have a copy of my birth certificate, and I had to trace back to where I was born, which was a little no-name, little no-name town in Jamaica. It's next to, it's the suburbs of a bigger town called Brownstown, but the place that I was born, you know, it had, as I said before, had no street address. It was just by latitude and longitude. You know, some places you go out in the country, there's no street address. It's just Northwest 19, 3, 4, 5, 6 by. You know, it was that small. It was that no name. And I remember my parents, as I was growing up, telling me the name of this area. And it never really stuck with me until I had to, you know, apply to get to do a search of my birth records. And I was hoping that when they found the birth records, they'd be able to tell me something more. But they weren't able to tell me any more than, this is where you were born. And so Nathanael, when he heard where Jesus, this Messiah, was coming from, he was really skeptical. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Couldn't he have been born in somewhere, coming from somewhere more famous? Little no-name place called Retirement. That's where I was born. Little no-name place called Retirement, outside of this other little no-name place called Brownstown, in the parish of St. Anne's in Jamaica. That's where I was born. And so when Nathanael heard this, he was so skeptical. And I think the most interesting thing about Nazareth is that unlike Bethlehem, unlike Bethel, unlike some of the other names that you've heard, it's not found in the Old Testament. That tells you that it was just a Johnny-come-lately little village. It was nothing. And because of that, Jesus, God chose that to be his place where he grew up from. The point I'm making is, just because it's insignificant, that's what God is looking for. He's not looking for the rich, the mighty, the wise, the famous, the celebrity. That's not what he's looking for. He's looking for someone who is willing. So I tried to do some research on Nazareth to try and find out more about it. And really, they can't even figure out what the name really means. Some speculate that it comes from the Hebrew word netzer, which means a branch or root. Some speculate that it comes from the Hebrew word netzar, which means a watchtower or a fortress, because it was on the hills overlooking Galilee. But they don't even really know. See, God chose a town that had no name, no reputation, no history to bring forth the Messiah from. Isn't that awesome? In Isaiah 11 verse 1 it says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." That's the vaguest reference to the place where Jesus was born, that some scholars claim that there is a link there. Because they don't know. Nazareth is so insignificant, it wasn't even mentioned in the Old Testament. It's just like most of us will never get our 15 minutes of fame. They say you all get 15 minutes of fame. Yeah, I have been on the television one time. That was my 15 minutes of fame. But I don't care for 15 minutes of fame on earth. I want my name called in heaven. See, the point was, Nazareth was not famous. There was nothing about it that was desirable. No priests had come from it. No prophets had been born there. No kings had come from it. And so Nathanael, when he heard Philip say, "This is where the Messiah came," he says, "Has any good thing come out of Nazareth?" See, that was the main point why God chose to be growing up in a city that had no name, no reputation. No celebrities had attended Nazareth High School. It was insignificant. You know, when they have speech day, I don't know about here, when they had speech day, they would bring back some alumnus who had gotten famous to come to the school and say, but there was no one like that for Nazareth. There was no celebrity that could come and say, "Yeah, I hail from Nazareth." It was insignificant, and that's why God chose it. I'm trying to make a point. You may have no name to you. You may have not got any kind of celebrity status. Maybe you don't have some ancestor that can be traced to a king or a priest or a prophet. But that's why God has chosen you. That's why God wants you. See, there were bigger, prosperous cities that Jesus and could have grown up in. But verse 46, when Nathanael is told that the Messiah that Philip found is from Nazareth, he says, "Can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Today, there are people saying, "Can there be any good thing that come from that little church on the corner of 21st and Highland? Can there be any blessing come from that? Is there any word from that? Is there any worship in that place? Is there any blessing that can come? Is there any good that can come from that little church on the corner of Highland and 21st? There's been no big-time celebrity preacher. There's been no prophet. There's been no television evangelist that we see on TBN. Nope. Nope. But that's why God has chosen this place. That's why God has chosen this place. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26, Paul makes it plain. He says, "Listen, for we see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." We don't have too many doctors in here today. Amen. No lawyers, I don't think. Amen. I'm hoping for some. Some of you young people, you can do it. Amen. Amen. Not many mighty, not many rich, not many wise. But that's why God has chosen you. Verse 27 explains it. "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." He takes pride in taking the simple, the little, and making it into something of his own. See, God has chosen you to be a vessel of honor. You may right now start out as a vessel of clay, but God has got a plan for your life. You may never be a celebrity. Your name may never be in the newspapers. You may never be in lights on the television, but God has chosen you. Can any good thing come out of Rehoboth? See, when I travel and they say, where are you from? I tell them Milwaukee, but I always have a hesitation. You know, because I wonder if I'm speaking to a Nathaniel. I wonder what Nathaniel I'm speaking to is going to say. You're from Milwaukee? Well, isn't that where they had some riots the other year? Isn't it where they burned down this? It may be, but I tell you what. God has chosen, listen to this, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, the base things of the world, and things which are despised. Listen, if you've been despised because of where you're from, you're in good company. He says, the base things of the world, things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught those things that are. The reason is verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So you know what Philip's answer was to Nathanael? Come and see. You don't believe me? Come and see. Come and see for yourself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's the prayer breakfast motto this year. Come and see for yourself. When you come and see, you will find out that everything that Philip said was true. Amen. Yes, the Messiah was coming from Nazareth. Yes, he came from this little hill town with no name. You can't even find it in the Old Testament. That's to show you how God loves to work. He takes the little things, the people who have no name. You may be looking at yourself and say, I'm nothing. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a speaker. But God has chosen you. God has called you. God wants you for a purpose and for a work. You know, not even a single snowflake, they say, is the same. If God goes to the trouble to make every single snowflake different, he has got a special plan for your life. You weren't created because God flipped a coin. That's not how you came into being. Oh no, God had a plan and a purpose for your life. God has a designated area that he wants to use you in. God has a calling for you. Verse 28, let me read it again. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised. You know, most people don't want to live in Milwaukee. They'd like to live in the suburbs. Somewhere where they call nice. Maybe everyone wanted to leave Nazareth as soon as they turned 18. Maybe they wanted to leave Nazareth. Because its reputation for being a no-name, no-good place had spread. See, Nathanael was not from Nazareth. He was from Cana. But he knew about Nazareth. And as soon as Philip said to him, this is where he's from, he says, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? So as far as the world may be concerned, Milwaukee may be Nazareth. You know, that's why I said coming from Nazareth. But you know what I want to tell him? Come and see. Come and taste for yourself. Come and experience God's mercy and his grace for yourself. See, that's why God has chosen the base things of the world. You know, we're not rich and famous. We have areas in this church need repair. We don't have gold tapestry. We don't have, you know, $1 million LED screens. But you know what we do have? The power and presence of God Almighty. See, Paul understood how some people look down on some other people. He knew that certain churches look down on other churches, well, because they are in the inner city. I was at a funeral, not this last funeral, but it was a previous funeral, and there were some ministers there. And so they asked me where I was from. So anytime anyone asks me where I'm from, I already have this Nathanael thing in my head. So I said, oh yeah, we're from Milwaukee, we're in the inner city. So his first imagination was, oh, it's a storefront church. That was his first imagination. So I said, well, not exactly. And I showed him the picture of the church. And he goes, oh. You see, he already had in his mind, if it's an inner city church, we got to be in a little storefront. But that's not what God has blessed us with. It may not be the cathedral, but come and see. Oh, taste, come and taste how the Lord is mercy and his goodness. As I started to tell someone yesterday, all the miracles God has done for us, it just seems amazing. It seems impossible. You see, God likes to start from little. He likes to start from nothing so that we can't take the glory. He told Gideon, listen, you got 60,000 men. That's too much. Now, Gideon was facing an army of 300,000. He was still at more than a deficit. God said, that's too much. So he reduced it to 30,000. He said, that's still too much. He reduced it to 10,000. That's still too much. Finally, when he only had about 300, God said, okay, that's perfect. Let's go to battle now. You see, God likes to take the nothing and make it into something. God likes to take the things that are despised. God likes to take the things that are looked down on. God likes to take the things that people want to throw away. See, the devil has wanted to throw you away, to say you're worthless. You're not worth bothering with. You're no good. You don't have an education. You never graduated from high school. See who he chose for disciples? Some fishermen, some tax collectors, an ISIS fellow. Yeah, that's what he was. He was Simon Zelotes. He was of the Zealots. He was of the Sicarii. He was a terrorist. His job was to kill. That's who Jesus chose. The base people. The people who nobody thought of. The people who were outcasts of his day. Because he chose them to change them. Hallelujah. God chooses you to change you. See, you may have come from a broken home. Maybe you don't even know who your father is. But you know what? God wants to give you a new heavenly father. They may have told you at school you're a loser. You can't amount to anything. You're going to be a nothing. But that's why God has chose you. That's why he chose Nazareth. It had no name. It had no history. It wasn't even in the Old Testament. No priests, no kings, no celebrities. That's where Jesus chose to grow up. So that when he came forth, no one could say anything but the glory of God. Philip said to Nathanael, okay, come and see for yourself. Come and see for yourself who this man is. Come and see and taste and listen to his words. Because this is the Messiah. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32, it gives the history or the heroes of faith. The whole chapter, Hebrews 11, is about people of faith. And I like this particular verse. It says, and what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon. We talked about him. Of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also. He was just a little shepherd's boy. You see how God chose a little shepherd boy to go against Goliath. That's how God likes to roll. He takes the base, the despised, the outcasts, and he makes them great. In this chapter it says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. And this is the verse that I like. And out of weakness, let's say it together, out of weakness were made strong. Out of weakness we're made strong. You need to tell that to yourself. You need to look in the mirror tonight and say, out of weakness, I am made strong. Out of weakness, I am made whole. Out of weakness, I am blessed. Coming from Nazareth. See, next time someone asks me where I'm from, I'm going to tell them Nazareth. See if they get it. See how much Bible knowledge they have. See if they know. Before that, I used to answer, where are you from? I used to tell them Pergamos. You have to have some Bible knowledge to understand what I'm saying. See, Pergamos is one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And it was the one where they said Satan dwelt. So Satan may dwell here, but you know what Paul says in Romans? He says, where doth sin abound, grace doth much more abound. Grace doth much more abound. The fact that we may have Satan dwelling here means that we've got more grace. We got more grace than Chicago, more grace than Detroit, more grace than New York. Because wherever it's worse, that's where Jesus likes to go. The Bible said he frequented with the publicans and sinners. Why? Not because he wanted to encourage them in their sin, but he came to deliver them from their sins. Yeah, I think next time someone asks me where I'm from, I'll say I'm from Nazareth. See if they pick up on that. Because it was from Nazareth that Jesus grew up in. He wasn't born there, but he determined that that was his place. I wasn't born here, but you know what? I'm adopting Milwaukee. I wasn't born here, but this is now my town. And it may have all kinds of reputation. It may have be high in the statistics for all kinds of things we wouldn't like it to be. But you know what? It's high in that the world don't know. It's high in grace. Because the Bible tells me where doth sin abound, grace doth not a little bit, much more abound. See, in the book of Hebrews, we have here that the weak were made strong. Wax valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Today I want to tell you, if you're asking like Nathaniel, come and see. He didn't try and persuade him. He said, just come and meet the man. Come and meet Jesus. Once you meet Jesus, you'll know that he can change any life. He can change any situation. He can deliver anybody from any situation. You see, by all rights, we should not be thriving here in this church. No, there's many reasons why this church should be falling apart. When we came here, there was all kinds of things rough. It took thousands of dollars. The city was fining us. They were fining us over $350 a month because someone had reported us and saying we needed to replace the roof, and because we hadn't done that, it had piled up to thousands of dollars. But you know what? Unlike some people, I went to see the man. And God delivered it, and I'm not going to tell you all the miracles, but he knows how to deliver. That's why I love to close our service with Jude chapter 1, starting at verse 24. It says, now unto him that is able, that is able, that is able, he is able, he is able, he can do it, he can save you, he can deliver you, he can rescue you, he can heal you. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. See, Satan says, you're not going to make it. You're just playing church. You should give up. Don't even bother going back to church. They're all hypocrites. There's no perfect church. You know why? Because you're here. Because I'm here. See, we're all from Nazareth. We have no names. We have no reputation. It's only God that can make us into anything beautiful. Now unto him that is able to keep us, you, from falling and to present us. God can do the impossible. He can take a drug addict. He can take a pedophile. He can take a murderer. And he's able. This blows my mind. He is able to present us faultless, perfected, blameless, holy, sanctified before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That should give you joy. Yeah, next time someone asks me where I'm from, I'm going to proudly say I'm from Nazareth. And they're going to say, can any good thing come from Nazareth? I go, amen, it can. Yes, I know many good things that can come from Nazareth. Yeah, he just assumed, and I talked to this pastor, that because we're in the middle of the city, we had to be a storefront church. Nothing wrong with storefront churches, because you know it's not the building, it's the people. Come and see, Nathaniel. See what's coming out of 21st and Highland. That's what I want to tell him. Come and see the miracle of transformation. Come and see how lives are being changed. Come and see that there can be healing. Come and see that there can be deliverance. Come and see a miracle. So finally, Nathaniel gets up and he says, I'm going to have to check this out for myself. And as he approaches Jesus, Jesus sees him coming a long way. See, Jesus knew you before you came here. Did you know that? You think you came here by accident? No. Jesus saw Nathanael when he was sitting under the fig tree. And this blew Nathanael's mind because he was sitting by himself. See, God knows your situation. He knows where you were born. He knows you came from all kinds of stuff that you can't fix. He knows that you're in trouble. He knows what you need. But if you will get up and come to him, he'll tell you a few things. John chapter 1, verse 48. Nathanael finally goes, and before he starts talking, Jesus starts telling him some stuff. And then Nathanael says, how do you know me? I don't know you. Because Jesus starts telling him, I saw you when you were sitting under the fig tree. Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. You see, he saw us when we were still in Nazareth. He saw us when we were in trouble. He saw us when we didn't know what to do. He saw us when we were sick. He sees us even now. He saw Hagar when she ran away from Sarah, when she was in the desert not knowing what to do. In fact, she called him the God who sees me. And the place where she met him, she called it the well of living water. See, Satan is telling some of you, you're nothing, you're a loser, you might as well give up. You have nothing, you're going nowhere. That's what he wants to tell you. In other words, you're coming from Nazareth. But guess who came from Nazareth? Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm going to proudly say I'm from Nazareth, a.k.a. Milwaukee. Because where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. If you could stand with me, told you I wasn't going to be long. Satan's voice is telling some people, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You come from some no-name little place. I was born in this place called Retirement. Don't know where it is. It's somewhere in the bush in Jamaica. If I have the chance, I'm going to go back there. I'm going to find it, put a stake in the ground, and thank God for my birth. See, because it doesn't matter where you start, it's how you finish. Paul said, it's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. See, we all start from different pathways. We're all coming from different avenues. Some of us have had some rocky roads. Some of us have going through the valley of the shadow of death. But you know, if you have that GPS with you, the God positioning system, and you just set the location as heaven, he will start to steer you and say, go left here, go right here. And if you will listen and be obedient, you will get there. You just need that God positioning system in your life. It doesn't work by satellites. It doesn't work by electronics. It works by obedience and by prayer and by fasting. Coming from Nazareth, Nathaniel says, what good thing can come out of Nazareth? What good thing can come out of Milwaukee? What good thing can come out of 21st and Highland? Well, let me tell you, a saint of God can come out of 21st and Highland. Someone who is born again. Someone who is renewed. Someone who has been restored. Someone who's been made alive. Someone who's been forgiven. Someone who has been delivered. That's what can come out of Nazareth. Come and see. Philip said to him, just come and see. And Jesus pronounced some things upon Nathanael and says, here is an Israelite in whom there is no guile, who has no deceit. God is calling us today. He wants to pronounce some things on each and every one of you. You need to tell the devil, I don't care about the fact that I came from Nazareth. Jesus came from Nazareth. The King of Kings came from Nazareth. There can be no greater prophet than Jesus. Even though that word Nazareth, that town Nazareth, it was not in the Old Testament. It was a no-name place. Wherever you were born, I was born at home. Wasn't even born in a hospital. But it does not matter because I've been born again. That's the birth that's important, that you have been born again. And your name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're going to close this service. If you would like to come and pray, the altar's open. But don't let anyone, especially Satan, tell you anything negative that you are from Nazareth. Because my answer to him is come and see. Come and see. God's got a plan for each and every one of you. God has got a plan for each and every one of you. Philip is saying, come and see. Come and see. Let God's declaration rest upon your life because he wants to change it. Doesn't matter where you started from. Doesn't matter your situation. Doesn't matter if you came from a broken home, if you had no parents. You can be born again. You can be adopted into that heavenly family. Doesn't matter where you started, but it does matter where you end. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Hallelujah, church, if you will pray with me. And I'm going to go and pray and lay hands on those who have come forward. That God will do a work in their lives. That their past will not be mattered. It will change. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now that you have spoken to us today. Lord, even if we came from Nazareth, Lord, it's not where we started, but where we're going. Our destination is heaven. Hallelujah. That's my home. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you right now for your word that has gone forth. Let it rest and remain upon everyone who has heard my voice today. Let faith arise, O God. Let your word, Lord God, bring encouragement. Hallelujah. Build edification and faith that we will trust you. Lord, that you are able to present us faultless, O God, before the presence of your glory. That it doesn't matter what we were before, that you are able to change. You are able to deliver. You're able to restore. You are able to heal. We give you all that praise right now. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Church, if you can pray with me as I pray for those at the altar.